Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco has an expensive $600 million plan to prevent flooding, but so far residents say it's not making much of an impact. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, $600 million, you pretty soon talking about some serious money.
We are, and a serious problem as well. But that $600 million has been allocated and plans are in the works. But Eric, it's going to probably be years before we see any real changes. You know, San Francisco is a unique city, and sometimes it prides itself on it, and sometimes it curses itself for it. In this case, unlike other West Coast cities that have separate sewage and drainage pipes, San Francisco historically has the same system, and it backs up when you get big rain. Now, this isn't the first time it's backed up, but it's probably the worst time in many years. The Mission, the West Portal, as you've seen and heard, backed up. Restaurants were flooded. Houses were flooded. It's an old system, and they're working to replace it. But in typical San Francisco fashion, it's taking a lot longer, in part because, you know, for many, many years, it just wasn't a top priority.
What are they spending that $600 million on to prevent the floods?
Well, what they're doing is they're replacing and working on the pipes and getting the drainage system worked, Margie. They just tried to bring it up to speed. In the meantime, they're issuing 8,500, you know, sandbags. They're putting up the water, you know, stay out of the flooded area zones and other barriers. I think we've all, in some portion, if you've done news in San Francisco, you've been sent out to like West Portal or some area where a pipe is burst. San Francisco has some of the oldest pipes historically of any city, in part because it's one of the oldest cities. So the system is old. And it's like I said, for years it wasn't necessarily a top priority. It was a lot easier to get a bike line put in than sort of flood control damage. But in 2021, they cut a deal with the Bay Regional Water Control Board, who was concerned about also the health implications of the flooding. You know, when water comes up like that, it has contaminants
That's
in
real.
It. So they agreed to launch this massive rebuild. But like I said, in San Francisco, planning take a lot of time, and building, once you start, often gets tricky. So residents are saying this isn't the first time it's flooded. We should have been more on top of things. The city's saying it's a lot of the product is climate change, which seems to be the fallback on everything. It's never seen anything like this before. The problem is we probably might be seeing it again another year, and the problem's not going to take is going to take a lot more time to fix than we have.
Yep. Took the words right out of my mouth. That's Phil Mateer. You'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.